This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Agenda. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Nancy Pelosi did it, filibustering on the Dreamers in a marathon House speech. Part of the conversation around the water cooler, perhaps. And the fact that she did that is history-making because it was 8 hours straight. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has promised Senate debate on immigration. Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, earlier in the week told reporters he would bring up Dreamers deals if Trump signed off on it. Ryan said, "We've been clear about it. We'll take a bill that the president supports. The DACA program is going to expire March 5th. Nancy Pelosi said lawmakers need to act if they really care. She said, "We do not deserve any right, any of us, to say we love Dreamers or anything like that unless we have an intention of doing anything about it," Pelosi said. About 4 hours into the speech. So, that is a long time to filibuster. Does it lead to anything? What happens with DACA? March 5th is the deadline. Poof, there it goes. Or there it doesn't go. But the White House would have to get something in exchange, and that's part of the deal. By the way, the White House praised the Senate budget deal because we're at that impasse as well, which is insanity to me, how we constantly have this Band-Aid approach to the budget. Oh, we'll just hold it hostage, and then we'll go back and forth, try to stick in a bunch of nonsense. Nobody's going to agree to that. And then we'll compromise again, and maybe we'll compromise, or maybe we won't compromise. And maybe the government will just shut down for a day or so, and we'll have to give that all back. I'm not certain what we're going to do. But the White House says that the Senate budget agreement meets the administration's priorities on defense spending and provides a 2-year budget plan. I'm all for a 2-year budget plan, that's for sure. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the deal will provide certainty for the next 2 years and achieves a much-needed increase in funding for the national defense. The deal was also praised, by the way, by Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. Of course, Mad Dog got the money. Sanders said it will move the White House away from crisis budgeting. Now, that I agree with for sure because it is ridiculous. It's ridiculous to constantly go through this. How much money are we wasting going through these machinations on a big word Thursday morning of the same thing over and over again? If we ran our businesses like this, we'd be out of business. What clients are doing business with you if that's how you do business? None. The Senate agreed on a 2-year, nearly $400 billion budget deal that would provide the Pentagon and domestic programs with the huge spending increases they wanted. It would also contain about $300 billion over current limits on defense and domestic accounts. So again, that's $400 billion budget deal, $300 billion over current limits on defense and domestic accounts. Does it go anywhere? Who knows, because then you got to see what happens in the House, and man, it is like a pretzel that has too many twists in it, and it's just so beyond ridiculous to my mind that this is what we're doing. I mean, really, I have to say, if I were a lawmaker, that would be like top of my agenda. Okay, what are we doing? I pulled the whole office together. What are we doing to figure out this budget thing? Here's what we want, or here's what the conversation is. Here's what I would like to see, blah, blah, blah. Who are we having lunch with? Who are we talking to? Who are we playing ball with in the congressional basement? What are we doing? How are we making some of this happen? Or how are we trying to help inch the team closer to achieving this goal? 2-year budget? Amen. I'm all for that. How about the White House? And how about the FBI and the vetting process? How do you get a guy as a staff secretary, Rob Porter, who's accused of domestic abuse, not by one wife, ex-wife, but two ex-wives? Two ex-wives. Now, what Porter is saying, because remember, it's allegations, and it's he said, she said, she said. He says photos published were taken nearly 15 years ago, and the reality behind them is nowhere close to what is being described. He said he has been transparent and truthful, but he's going to leave the White House after a transition period. His former spouses talked about physical, verbal, emotional abuse that he subjected them to during their marriages. The first wife, Colby Holderness, said that he choked and punched her during their five-year marriage. The second wife said that he lobbed filthy words, all kinds of expletives, at her on their honeymoon, and also punched a window out and did some other things. So he steps away, not part of the equation, but part of the conversation as to how do you get somebody like this in the White House, particularly when everybody else was supposedly vetted so tightly. But this is part of the unraveling, the people around. You make mistakes, you misfire, of course, but this one is a bungled one. This one just is so bungled, it's ridiculous. So was it the FBI? Because the FBI questioned the ex-wives, and the FBI said he was fine. They cleared him. Or is it the White House, or is it a combination of people? That's the question. But you can't have a guy where he's got ex-wives lining up and you really try to sort through the allegations. You can have, yes, if they're outrageous, outlandish, and you know it and it's flat there on the surface. But otherwise, pretty risky move, I would say. Pretty risky move. Would this shock you if I told you that North Korea wasn't interested in meeting with the U.S. at the Olympics? Are you shocked by that? I told someone that today and they said, no, of course not. Why do they want to meet? Why? It's being reported all over the place that Kim Jong-un will not sit down with an American delegation, which will include Vice President Mike Pence. In fact, what they're saying is we've never begged for a dialogue with the U.S., and it'll be the same in the future. We state that we don't really have a willingness to meet with the U.S. During our visit to South Korea. Before Pence departed for the region this week, he said a meeting with North Korea has not been set up, but the Trump administration is open to talking things over with the rogue nation. Therein lies the rub, as they say. The administration is open to talking things over with the rogue nation. Do you think that Kim Jong-un wants to talk? I'm going to say no. He doesn't want to talk. Was it worth taking a shot at it? Sure, why not? But I would have been stunned if I had read North Korea is sitting down with an American delegation. Here are the topics they're going to be discussing. I don't think so. It's about the numbers. We can count. We're going there next, folks, here on ATN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Time around, sheep? No, we're not counting sheep. Coughing fits that I have on the air? No. Luckily, knock on wood, I've only had a few coughs. And you feel me, because you know they're doing the same thing. It's the worst. I have to say, the other hasn't been on the air either, because he's just a cough hound. So I'm blaming it on him. Somebody blame it on the other when you hear the coughs. I mean, seriously, it's ridiculous. But a lot of people are sick because it's kind of that time of year where that happens anyway. But when you have strange weather that shifts, that often will knock you out. Let's put it that way. All right, let's kind of dive around in a few different directions here, because I saw all kinds of really interesting numbers in my travels today. I'm going to start with this one, and this one has been intriguing for a long time. Amazon launched officially the Whole Foods delivery. So here's what the deal is. It's a free 2-hour delivery from Whole Foods stores to its Prime members in neighborhoods in Austin, Cincinnati, Dallas, and Virginia Beach. Starting Thursday, Amazon Prime customers in those cities will be able to order fresh produce, meat, seafood, flowers, and most, but not all, items that their local Whole Foods stores stock. So Prime members can go to their accounts on the Amazon website or through Prime Now app. That's, they have an app. It's got a 2-hour delivery, and you type in your zip code, see if the service is available where they live, and then bada bing. That's it. You just go for it. I think it's going to be wildly popular. I really do. In fact, Amazon lowered prices on some of the items at the 457 Whole Foods stores in the United States after the deal closed. and Whole Foods 365 Everyday Value brands are now the number two best-selling private label on Amazon. Think of it. You're one click away. That's one click retail, baby. I mean, that's just crazy. So you're riddled with the flu. You got the coughs. You've got to worry about a kid running around, whether you're a grandparent or a parent or whatever, and you just can't make it to the store, but you desperately need to go to the store. Amazon, one click away. It's not an advertisement. It's just what they've been talking about. So there's four cities, including the one where I am, and we're going to test it out for you. They roll it out. And this is what's so cool. The Whole Food orders are filled by pickers who actually go down the aisles of nearby Whole Food stores. They pick out the items, put them in appropriate packaging to maintain the chill chain, and pack them. They might not be the Whole Food staffers. A whole bunch of different methods. Then they Uber them, basically. Contract drivers. They use their own cars, but Amazon's routing app. They deliver items for Amazon Prime Now, grocery delivery service. Poof. I wonder how it's going to go. I think it's going to explode. It's only when the stores open, of course, and they want to expand that, I guess, eventually. But, again, friends, it is huge. So what will the numbers say? I don't know, 457 Whole Foods stores. There's a fat number for you. Four different areas. We shall see. My prediction is it's going to go well. I'd be stunned if it didn't. Stunned. Let me say it one more time. Stunned if it didn't work. They do their research, and this has every chance of just being incredibly, wildly successful. Let's move to another number. So, the great white shark named George was tracked in the Gulf of Mexico near the Everglades. George was tagged October 2016 off Massachusetts. Since then, has been recorded near the Atlantic coast from Nova Scotia to South Florida and has traveled more than 4,500 miles by Sunday. He was last recorded at 702 pounds and about 10 feet long. The Miami Herald says that George probably weighs closer to 1,000 pounds by now. Woo! 1,000 pounds. As of this past Sunday, he appeared to be making his way up Florida's Gulf Coast toward the city called Everglades City. They do this ping thing. It's a tracking device, and that's how I can tell. He's tagged the shark's dorsal fin. When it breaks the surface, it transmits a signal to say the location. They did have a 12-foot, 5-inch, 1,600-pound female shark named Miss Costa ping on Monday south of the Middle Keys and after being recorded off Tampa in January. So, wow, they're busy with these sharks, tracking these sharks and the thousands of miles they're going. I think it's fascinating to see what their journey is like. And it's nothing like I think we've thought, for some of them anyway, in the past. It makes sense where they're going, where it's best for sharks. They certainly know habitats that work for them. And this is pretty much what this whole tracking thing is showing. Proof of patterns, proof that nothing is changing in those patterns, and that's handy information to have when we talk about great whites and when we talk about the ecology of the sea. How about this? The United States ranks as the 10th most developed country in the world behind nations like Norway, Australia, and Switzerland, according to the 2016 Human Development Index of the United Nations Development Program. The main factors the HDI considers in its analysis are education, income, and life expectancy. While the U.S. as a whole fails behind a number of Western European and Asian Pacific countries by these measures, conditions are not uniform nationwide, and some parts of the country far outrank most of the nation. Isn't that interesting? So best counties to live in is interesting. I've talked about places before, but one of the best counties I was looking at, where would I think the best county would be to live in? A bunch of them, frankly, are in Colorado, but Falls Church City, Virginia is an independent city which functions like a county, and it's very much in the Beltway, so around the crazy nation's capital. And like many other prosperous areas, Falls Church is growing rapidly in the last half decade. The population grew by 14%, more than triple the comparable 3.9% national population growth rate. Wow. Those are some crazy numbers. And there are other Virginia cities that would be in there, too. Some of the usual suspects that you would think, oh, that would be in there. Growing up in New Jersey, I looked for state counties rather than in New Jersey, and there was a bunch in New Jersey, too. So for New Jersey, Somerset County, New Jersey, it's one of the many counties in the Newark-Jersey City metro area that lead the nation in health, education, and wealth. Life expectancy at birth in Somerset County, check this out, 82 years. That's pretty healthy. The typical household earns over $102,000 a year, nearly twice the national median of $55,000. Additionally, some 53% of county adults have at least a bachelor's degree, so that's the 27th highest college attainment rate nationwide. So how about that, Somerset County? And there are some other interesting places in between. Marin County, California. Marin is beautiful. It's just over the Golden Gate Bridge, Pacific Coast Highway, still close enough to San Francisco. And there are a lot of options when you live in Marin County. Life expectancy at birth, 83.8 years. Well, and that is well above the life expectancy nationwide. You know what that is? 79.1%. How far are you away from that number? Get out that pen. Start subtracting the numbers. Ooh, she said 79.1%. Doesn't seem very old to me. Hang with us. More scintillating conversation coming up next here on ATN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome to this show, Joseph Okella. He's written a great book that I think really hits home. It hit home with me for sure. And it's called Revisiting God, A Common Sense Approach to Theism. You know, we're talking about something that I know a lot of people have a tug of war over and others who feel probably just like Joseph. And we're talking about theology and religion and Christianity and philosophy. And Joseph, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So let's jump into the heart of the book and what, first of all, drove you to write the book.
Well, this book really talks about the rationality of theism in a way that is accessible to the person who's not very much into the rigors of philosophical thinking. In a certain sense, I'm trying to bring the arguments for the existence of God or the evidence for the existence of God in a way that is accessible to the person who is not really interested in delving into too much philosophical jargon. And I know that many people find the arguments for the existence of God a little too tenuous to deal with. So for that reason, I thought, well, let me think of ways in which I can make theism rationally acceptable without compromising the seriousness of the arguments.
Yeah, so how do you make it rationally acceptable? That's a big task. What did you tackle specifically in the book?
Well, if you think about it, many philosophers, especially think of people like Immanuel Kant and the early philosophers such as Epicurus, both of them made the claim that nothing comes from nothing. Immanuel Kant, for example, says every event has a cause. So when you think of the universe as an event, you must ask yourself, if I want to remain consistent with Immanuel Kant or even with Epicurus, how is it that this universe can be reasonably accepted to have no cause, and yet when we think of things like watches and clocks, they don't seem, we have to insist that those must have a cause. Yet with the universe, we are prepared to say that. And my thesis there is that that is inconsistent. If everything has a cause, then the universe has a cause. And if the universe has a cause, then the cause must be something bigger and greater than this universe. That is the basic gist of the argument. And people like David Hume, for example, called that kind of argument to question, but I think recent philosophical findings and even scientific findings and reformulations of the argument have tried to show that the argument is not too far-fetched. It's actually very, very reasonable.
And do you think, as you said this in the beginning, sometimes when you get too deep in the philosophy, that's where people get lost. And you, as you said, I think you're trying to really reach the masses and explain it.
Yes, they really do get lost. Now, you have very rigorous Christian philosophers such as Alvin Plantinga, who have argued for the rationality of theism by suggesting that there is a sixth sense in every human being, and it is what he calls a sense of divinity. This sense of divinity plays itself out in just about every human being you think of. I was sitting in a class that was taught by an atheist when I was a student at the University of Kentucky during the September 11th tragedy. And when I was sitting there, when these twin towers came down, this atheist kept on saying, "Oh, Jesus, oh, God. Oh, Jesus." And I wondered, wait a minute, why call on God on a moment like this when you clearly have made it plain to us as a professor that you don't believe in God? Alvin Plantinga would argue that that is the sense of divinity actualizing itself in every human being. I don't know whether you've listened to people who do not believe in God. They keep on saying, "Oh, my God," or "Thank God," all those kinds of things. That's the argument of the first chapter. I'm saying they are really activating their sense of divinity. In that sense, they're basically saying that it is sensible to run to God in such situations.
Yeah, wow, how powerful. And you picked that right up. As you said, you got a Master of Arts and PhD in philosophy, both from the University of Kentucky, and you also got a Master of Divinity and a Master of Arts in Church Music from Ashbury Theological Seminary, and you were certainly steeped in
it. That's correct.
You also served as a pastor at the African Inland Church in Jericho and Nairobi in Kenya after you got your Bachelor of Theology. So you really have studied this, and you were drawn to this right from the beginning. I can only imagine the lessons you learned along the way.
Yeah, remember, I come from a background that knows what it is to go through pain. The news that keeps on coming from Africa is not very pleasant. It's a lot of deaths and disease and so forth. And having gone through those kinds of experiences, we begin to wrestle with these issues, both at the existential level and at the philosophical level. Thinkers such as Ravi Zacharias continue to inspire me because I listen to how he wrestles with these issues, and I've been able to formulate my own way of dealing with them. Even in that book, that's what I do.
Yeah. Wow. And as you say, learning what you learned and growing up in Kenya and watching that and then coming to the United States and making that leap, when did you really, for you, feel the presence of God?
Oh, the presence of God for me has been something that's so real right from the beginning, right from the time I was a little child. Now, it did take some hits. When I began studying the theory of evolution in high school, my belief in God took a hit. It's not that I stopped believing. I began questioning why it is that, you know, scientific findings are basically countering this claim that seems to be so fundamental to our lives. And then I did my PhD in the theory of evolution. And after studying the theory from Darwinian perspectives, from people like Richard Dawkins, from thinkers such as Stephen Jay Gould and so forth, I've come to the conclusion that the theory of evolution does not in any way undercut belief in Christianity. So my belief in God from that time onwards up to now has remained intact. And I've dealt with these kinds of issues in an earlier book, of which this book that you're holding is actually a summary.
Wow. You know, it's interesting, Joseph, in talking to you, too. One of the things I know that you talk about in the book that I think is so powerful is you talk about the idea of Darwinism and evolution does not necessarily undercut, as you say in your own words, a belief in God in any meaningful way. But there's a tug of war over that. So what do you specifically lay out?
Well, do remember that Darwin himself wrestled with this idea in one of his books, in his autobiography. He asked himself this question: what if all these pontifications about evolution and so forth really seem to be the result of beings that are of a lower stature than we are? What if my thinking, he would say, is really the idea, is just my brain firing chemicals and stimuli in my brain? And then he says, if that is the case and evolution is true, then that does undercut his suppositions, because his views then at that point seem to be invisible to the question of truth. Or let me put it the other way around. The truth seems to be invisible to his views. And so he really began to doubt his own ideas. It's not that he recanted them. He just doubted them, and he decided to adopt the agnostic position. But you think about it. If our minds came from matter, matter itself is non-rational. Our minds themselves are fundamentally rational. If matter, which is non-rational, is supposed to bring out something that is rational, then truth seems to be thrown out of the window, because the non-rational does not really harbor truth in any way, but the rational, which is your mind and mind, really does harbor truth. And so you begin to realize that if we begin to think of a universe that began from matter, distanced from mind, then the problem we face is, how then do we arrive at true claims about the world? Because matter does not harbor any truth.
Wow, so well said. Matter does not harbor any truth. That's like what we would call, Joseph, a tweetable moment. And I hope people listening are picking that out. The good reasons to certainly pick up this book. Another thing that you call out or you talk about that I think is so true is, you say this, and you said this in that 9/11 example even, that people find themselves calling out to God in moments of crisis, and also there's evidence for the existence of God that you can see through the fact of answered prayers. Does that sometimes
absolutely
make, and that does that sometimes make people realize, oh, okay, so there is a God?
Yes, in many ways, people have actually come to belief in God as a result of specific prayers that they believe God has answered in their lives. Some have actually put it to the test, and it has happened. Now, that is not to say that God will always answer your prayers according to your request. In some instances, he will choose not to answer your prayers, and scripture clearly stipulates that. In some instances, he will choose not to answer your prayers according to your request, especially if your request runs contrary to the will of God. You find that stated very clearly in the book of James, and it is repeated several times in James. I believe it's James chapter 4. So there is always that issue, but there are instances where you can actually pray and experience an answer to prayer according to exactly how you prayed, and you will realize that there is no way this could have happened through any other natural means, but only through a supernatural encounter.
Yeah. Wow, what a powerful message, and so well said. This interview was delightful. Joseph Okella, and again, the book is called Revisiting God, A Common Sense Approach to Theism. You can pick it up at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, of course, Litfire Publishing. Joseph, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that. My pleasure.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
When you think of what's going on in leadership these days, just the other day, Jeff Bezos from Amazon defending the workplace culture. When I said that I feel like they throw the package to my house from where the warehouse is because I can't believe how fast they get it here when you have Amazon Prime, it's unbelievable. And one of the things Bezos has said is that we start with the customers first. So what happens when that gets upended? And there's a huge piece in the New York Times trashing what happens in your culture. What is the Amazonian culture to all the people who work there? Jeff Pfeffer is with us, and he is the author of Leadership BS, Fixing Workplace and Careers One Truth at a Time. Hey, Jeff, thanks for hanging with us.
It's my pleasure to be with you.
So this is perfect timing. We're going to talk about Donald Trump and some other people in leadership, but Jeff Bezos got slammed with the big whammy because the gray lady tried to take Amazon down with a revealing article about things that happened to people as employees of his company. And no leader, especially on that level, wants anything that's so disparaging to come out. Immediately, he sent a memo to employees saying that we care about the employees and it's all about our pride here, and to his knowledge, that wasn't going on. So what do you make of that story?
Well, what I make of it is a couple things. First of all, this is not the only story on the web about the harsh conditions of working at Amazon. There's a couple of newspapers, including The Guardian in the UK, that have put reporters undercover to work in their warehouses. So this is really not, in some sense, news. You know, I'm sure Jeff is going to disagree with it, but there's a lot of stuff on the web that talks about the harsh conditions at Amazon. That's number one. And number two, as I point out in the book, Leadership BS, we claim we want certain qualities in leaders. We claim we want leaders who are self-effacing and modest and who take care of other people and who, you know, tell the truth. But if you look at what we actually select for and reward, we reward mostly success in people who are tough and powerful. So we say we want one thing, but we actually, apparently, and our behaviors and choices seem to want something else. And so while it is true, Amazon's a tough place, you also have to understand that Amazon ranks fourth on Fortune's list of most admired companies, and Jeff Bezos is typically in the top five of the most admired CEOs.
Yeah, so there's my question. Can you be both? Can you have both all that in a leader? Can you still have an awesome workplace? And you're always going to have a few people that are going to complain if you have thousands of people that work for you. But can you overall have the incredible culture and still be that tough, powerful, admired leader?
It's possible there are a few, but if you look at the contemporary leaders who've gotten a lot of attention, ranging from the late George Steinbrenner of the New York Yankees to, of course, the famous Steve Jobs, many of them are not the nicest people. They're certainly not people you'd want to be stranded on a desert island with, because they are so fixated on winning and on success, and anything that gets in their way, including, by the way, their employees or work-life balance or a bunch of other stuff, is often just collateral damage.
Wow. All right, so having said that, we see what's going on with Donald Trump. His chances of winning the nomination suddenly have gotten a little bit better. I mean, we're still just under a year until we actually have the convention and of course the primaries and all that's rolled into getting someone to that point. But we see that he's grabbing all the headlines. So what's the skinny on Donald Trump?
Well, the skinny on Donald Trump is pretty much the same as the skinny on Jeff Bezos. I think the political pundits have missed the point. There's a lot of stuff about how he's appealing to some small segment of very unhappy, disaffected, outraged voters. I'm sure that's partly true. But Trump also, he's got the self-promotion. He's hogged the media spotlight. He won't back down. He doesn't apologize, which is something that I talk about in my book called Power. He says outrageous things and doesn't always deal precisely with the truth. For instance, he's claimed he has the best-selling business book of all time, which turns out doesn't pass fact-checking. But all of these qualities are actually qualities that we've seen in other strong business leaders, ranging from Steve Jobs to Jeff Bezos. They take a few liberties with the facts, and they certainly self-promote and don't apologize. So Donald Trump exhibits again this wonderful paradox. The qualities we claim to want in leaders is not what we seem to want when they show up.
All right, we're speaking with Jeff Pfeffer. He's the author of Leadership BS, Fixing Workplace and Careers One Truth at a Time. He's also, by the way, the Thomas D. D., the second professor, I love that, of organizational behavior at the Graduate School of Business, Stanford U. And so when you're teaching at Stanford, what do you tell the students about leadership?
Well, I teach a course. It's one of the most popular electives. It is called the PATHS, P-A-T-H-S, as in plural, PATHS to Power. And I tell them that the world is not a just and fair place, and that it's not often exactly as it's been described to them in the kumbaya culture of Stanford, and they need to get ready for the world that they are going to face, and that if they want to make the world a better, more humane, kinder, and gentler place, that's fine and that's great, but you have to begin by understanding the situation, the social psychology, and why it is that we seem to gravitate to these strong, bold, outrageous leaders.
All right, so why is it that we gravitate toward strong and bold, outrageous leaders?
I think it's partly because we are genetically predisposed, in order for our survival, to recognize two things. Number one, friend or foe, which is one of the reasons why interpersonal similarity is a strong base of attraction. It's not like we like people who are opposites. It's opposites don't attract. It's similars who attract. That's number one. And the second thing is that we want to be associated with people and organizations who are going to win. So if you look, for instance, at Apple under Steve Jobs, that was a tough place to work. And so, why did people stay there? Well, they want to be associated with an organization that is winning, that is in the news, that is successful. And you see this with football teams and basketball teams. The former Indiana basketball coach, Bobby Knight, who threw chairs at players and got fired for that. And I'm not recommending this as leadership behavior, but why would a basketball player put up with that? I want to be part of a great program. So our desire to be associated with winning oftentimes causes us to be willing to put up with behavior that isn't particularly good behavior, but we put up with it because we want to be a part of a successful organization.
Yeah, well said, absolutely. How about this twist in the culture with what we're seeing? It's funny you mentioned sports, that there are now people that are saying we don't want our kids to get participation medals, where, that's a big business in the trophy world because everybody gets a trophy, so forget first, second, and third. Is that a damaging thing to teach kids that, competition, it's okay, but everybody's a winner?
It's, I think, quite damaging. There's been a bunch of articles, including by Elizabeth Colbert, about how we've created children who are not really ready for the real world, because in the real world, the real world is filled with hierarchy. There's still only one CEO at places like Facebook and Apple, even though they're in the Silicon Valley. And because organizations are still pyramids, there are more people at the bottom than at every successive level above. And so people have to build, I think, resilience. So if you ask me what are the qualities that that make people successful in the contemporary workplace, or maybe even in the older workplace, persistence and resilience is really, I think, very important. I mean, the famous former San Francisco mayor, Willie Brown, lost the first time he ran for San Francisco Assembly and the first time he ran for Speaker. You look at successful politicians, many of them have had setbacks along their careers. Business leaders often have setbacks. Reed Hastings, the fabulous and very successful and now extremely wealthy CEO of Netflix, got fired from his previous CEO job. So we need to teach our children, we need to teach ourselves how to be resilient in the face of troubles and difficulties.
And does that work in today's world, especially because entrepreneurism is flourishing? And if you're going to be an entrepreneur, wouldn't that also follow suit about persistence and resilience?
Absolutely. I mean, most of many entrepreneurs, their first venture fails. And I mean, we forget, before there was all these famous things from, Apple, we forget the Lisa, we forget the Newton, all the failed products. We forget the fact that Steve Jobs was actually thrown out of the company and came back. So many successful leaders have had, and certainly every company has had product failures and difficulties. And most leaders have had failures and difficulties also. So therefore, the ability to overcome adversity and just hang in there and wear down the opposition is, I think, a very important quality.
All right, Jeff Pfeffer, thank you so much. Leadership BS, Fixing Workplace and Careers One Truth at a Time. I'm sure you can pick the book up on Amazon or wherever great books are sold. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.